Hello and welcome to Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be Joe Venuti. In a few days, we will have the 100th anniversary of his birth, and therefore it is quite appropriate to devote this program to Giuseppe Venuti. Now, there are several stories as to when and where he was born. One of them says he was born in Italy. I think he himself said that he was born on a ship in the high seas going from Italy to the US, but the true story is that he was born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania on September 16, 1903. Joe Venuti died in Seattle, Washington on August 14, 1978. What I'm going to do for his biography is I'm going to read from the new book by Don Reno on Whiteman. Appendix 1 of that book is entitled Gallery of Whiteman Musicians, and he gives brief sketches of all the musicians that played with Paul Whiteman. So let me read what he says about Joe Venuti. His jazz violinist grew up in Philadelphia and studied with Michael Shapiro, a violinist with the Philadelphia Orchestra. Played in the band of Bert Estlow in Atlantic City in the summer of 1919. Joe and Eddie Lang, a guitarist and a Philadelphia classmate, became a symbiotic team 2 years later. The two played with the Scranton Sirens in the early 1920s and recorded with the Gene Golcat Greystone Ballroom Band after that. Venuti and Lang recorded with many jazz musicians during the 1920s, including Red Nichols, Benny Goodman, Frank Trumbauer, and Jack T. Garden. After Golcat, Venuti played in Roger Wolfkahn's band, and in May 1929, the violinist, along with Lang, joined the Whiteman Orchestra for added panache in the movie King of Jazz. Both remained with Whiteman until May 1930. Venuti played in the pit band for the Broadway show 915 Review, and then with Smith Ballou. Venuti was devastated by Eddie Lang's sudden death in 1933 and never found a replacement with Eddie's uncanny musical simpatico. In the summer of 1934, he led a small combo that performed in England. Back in the United States the following year, Venuti organized his own band, which included the singer Case Starr. He disbanded the ensemble in about 1943 and moved to the West Coast, where he served as musical director for the radio show Duffy's Tavern and worked for MGM Studios. 1945, Venuti formed a West Coast band and was featured on Bing Crosby's radio program in the late 40s and early 50s. Toured in the early 50s with small combos as a soloist and performed in Europe in 53. In 56, he played on the Paul Whiteman 50th Anniversary Grand Award album. Relocating to Seattle, Venuti wrote a jazz concerto in 1957 that he performed with the Seattle Symphony under the direction of Arthur Fiedler. In the 60s, the violinist made a stunning comeback with lauded appearances in the Newport Jazz Festival in 1968 and in the London Jazz Expo in 1969. Rediscovered by a new generation of jazz fans, Venuti was once again in demand for engagements. In the 1970s, he recorded on the Ovation, Chiaroscuro, and Concord labels with such jazz musicians as Zoot Sims, Marian McPartland, Earl Hines, and George Barnes. In addition to his stellar musicianship, Venuti was renowned for his outrageous practical jokes as for his superlative musicianship and his pioneering achievements in development of a jazz vocabulary for the violin. Quite a nice summary of Joe Venuti's life and accomplishments. Okay, let's get started with the music now. The first recording ever by Joe Venuti is probably from March 27, 1924 in Detroit with the Gene Goldcat Orchestra, where two numbers were recorded. In fact, three numbers were recorded. In the evening, it's the blues and Play Me Slow. The composition of the band is Fuzzy Farrar and Tex Brewster on trumpet, Bill Rank, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Doc Riker, Jimmy Dorsey, and Don Murray on reeds, Joe Venuti on violin, Dewey Bergman on piano, Paul Mertz on piano in It's the Blues, Howdy Quicksell on banjo, Irish Henry on brass bass, and Charles Horvath on drums. So let's listen then to the first two recordings by Joe Venuti with the Gene Goldcat Band in 1924. Thank you. There was a nice solo in there by Joe Venuti, perhaps the first violin solo on record. We were discussing in the Bixography website, which is the first solo on record in any musical instrument, and the violin was not that common, and maybe this is it. Anyway, in addition to all the musicians that I mentioned before that Joe Venuti recorded with, Joe Venuti did a lot of accompaniment of singers, and here I have a list of some of them: the Boswell Sisters, Cliff Edwards, Cigarellis, Johnny Marvin, Ethel Waters, Lee Wiley, and I want to play a couple of recordings by singers in which Joe Venuti plays. The first one is from Cliff Ukulele Edwards. This is a recording from November of 1926. Its title is I'm Telling the Birds, Telling the Bees, and it's Cliff Edwards accompanied by his Hot Combination, which includes Red Nichols on cornet, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet or alto sax, Arthur Schott on piano, Dick McDonough on guitar, Vic Burton on drums, Joe Venuti on violin. I'm going to follow that with a recording by Annette Henshaw, and let me see, this is I Wanna Be Loved by You, and the name on the record is Dot Dare. Now in the latest edition of Brian Rost's jazz discography, on the page where there is a description of the record that I want to play, which is I Wanna Be Loved by You from November 22nd, 1928. Dot Dare, accompanied by Benny Klein on trumpet, Benny Goodman on clarinet, Joe Venuti on violin. There is also a piano and drums. And this is what Brian Rust says here. At this point, and this is now May of 1928, Annette Henshaw began recording under her own name for Columbia and OK, and for Columbia's low-priced labels Harmony, Clarion, Diva, and Velvet Tone also, most of the latter being credited to Gay Ellis for the sentimental numbers and Dot Dare or Patsy Young for the lifelike impersonations of Helen Kane, who reportedly expressed admiration when she heard them. So let's listen then to Joe Venuti accompanying first Cliff Edwards in 1926 and then Annette Henshaw in 1928. Thank you. just a brief interruption. Giovenuti already had in 1926 his great style, and a lot of Giovenuti in that recording. Well, let's get back to Annette Henshaw now.
I'm not one of the greedy kind. All of my wants are simple. I know what's on my mind. I'm not resting until I find what would make your eyes glisten with joy, glisten big boy. I wanna be loved by you, just you, nobody else but you. I wanna be loved by you, love, ba 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 do. I wanna be kissed by you, just you, nobody else but you. I wanna be kissed by you, love, papa, I couldn't aspire to anything higher than fill a desire to make you my own, papa, ba do, papa, ba do. I wanna be loved by you, just you, nobody else but you. I wanna be loved by you, oh.
Those of you who are film buffs will remember that the great Marilyn Monroe sang that number in Some Like It Hot, the Billy Wilder movie. All right, let's move now on to real vintage classic Giovenuti. This is Giovenuti's Blue 4 on September 13, 1927, with Giovenuti on violin, Adrian Rollini on bass saxophone, Rube Bloom on piano, and Eddie Lang on guitar. And let me read what the liners for the CD from which I'm taking these two numbers tell us. The same personnel made the two titles in September, and the arrangements became more complicated. There are delicate subtleties which can be only fully appreciated with repeated hearing. Cheese and Crackers, which is the first number that I want to play, and I'll follow that with A Mug of Ale. Cheese and Crackers starts with a low note from bass sax. Venuti takes two choruses with bass sax backing. Piano takes the key change. Lang has a single string solo. Venuti does some pizzicato, a break on Gufus, another key change, this time on bass sax, and Venuti rides out with the piano background. All right, then let's listen to Joe Venuti's Blue 4 in 1927. Thank you. Fantastic stuff, isn't it? Four guys only. One of them playing both the bass saxophone and I guess a hot pan clarinet. And the gufus, I don't remember in these particular selections. And Giovenuti, Eddie Lang, that I called always the inimitable pair. Okay, now I would like to play one number that Giovenuti recorded with Pix. The Frank Frommauer Studio Orchestra began to record on February 4th, 1927. And there were four recording sessions in that year before the recording session in which Joe Venuti was included. On Wednesday, September 28, 1927, Frank Trombauer and his orchestra, basically the New Yorkers Orchestra, went into the OK Studio and recorded three numbers. The first one was Humpty Dumpty. It's a composition by Livingston. The arrangement is also by Livingston, Fudd Livingston, that is. And the personnel on that recording is Bix on cornet, Bill Rank on trombone, Don Murray on clarinet, Frank Trombauer on C melody sax, Bobby Davis on alto sax, Adrian Rollini on bass saxophone, Frank Signorelli on piano, Eddie Lang on guitar, Joe Venuti on violin, and Chauncey Morehouse on drums. So let's listen then to Joe Venuti with Bix and the Frank Trombauer Orchestra in 1927. I wish those guys had stayed together and made 100 recordings. That is magnificent stuff. That is Bix at his peak. And whoever said that Bix recorded with the second-rate musicians needs to have his head or her head examined. Those are first-class instrumentalists. I can't begin to say how good they were. All right, let's continue now with the more Joe Venuti. I want to turn to Jack Pettis and his band, recordings from December 16, 1926. First, the last word, and then a composition by Jack Pettis and Al Goring, Stockholm Stomp. The band consists of Bill Moore on cornet, an unknown trombone, an unknown alto sax, Jack Pettis on C melody and tenor sax, Joe Venuti on violin, Al Goring on piano, Eddie Lang on guitar, an unknown brass bass, and possibly Dylan Ober on drums. Joe Venuti gets quite a bit of time, especially in the first of these two recordings, and he's the last word, but he gets quite a bit of time also in Stockholm. Stomp and Eddie Lang does his usual marvelous job in there. So, let's listen then to Joe Venuti with Jack Pettis and his band in 1926.
Thank you.
They had to scrape me off the ceiling. I was jumping up and down with that really swingy recording. Whoever said that some of these musicians didn't play jazz is another person that needs the brain examined. That is great jazz, as far as I'm concerned. And Billy Moore is more under the influence, at least in my opinion, more under the influence of Red Nichols than that of Bix. But of course, Red Nichols was influenced by Bix, so everything goes back to Bix, doesn't it? Well, that brings us to an end, the segment on classic Joe Venuti. For the modern musicians, I want to turn to Joe Venuti. As I mentioned before, Joe Venuti found a revival of interest in his violin playing in the 1960s and 1970s. He went to Italy and he recorded a lot of numbers with Lino Petruno and his friends. In fact, there is a CD entitled Joe Venuti in Milan with Lino Petruno and his friends, recorded 1971 and 1974. And I'm grateful to Enrico Bossetti and Lino Petruno for kindly send me a copy of this CD. Let me read to you a little bit from the liners, because it has to do with this business of Joe Venuti's birthplace. These are written by Adriano Mazzoletti, who wrote a book on Eddie Lang entitled Eddie Lang Stringing the Blues in 1997. So here is a quote from Joe Venuti. He says, I was born at Malgrate di Lecco the 16th of September 1894. My family emigrated to the United States and left me in Italy with my grandfather, who was a sculptor and who taught me how to play the violin. My grandfather came from Serravezza in Tuscany, where he worked the Carrara marble, and from there he moved to Lecco. After some years, he sent me to the U.S., first to New Orleans, and then to Philadelphia, where I met Salvatore Massaro, better known in the jazz world as Eddie Lang, who played guitar. Together, we played at parties and at some receptions organized by Salvatore's older brother, who ran a small social club in South Philly, the Italian neighborhood of Philadelphia. Of course, this is all the Joe Venuti's inventions. He was known to be a tale teller and a great practical joker. Okay, I would like to play two tracks from this CD. First, Sweet Georgia Brown, and the musicians here are Joe Venuti on violin, Lino Petruno on guitar, Giancarlo Barigozzi on baritone sax, and Toto De Serio on bass. Oh, and in addition, Giorgio Vanni on drums. And I will follow that with a composition by Joe Venuti himself entitled Joe and Lino. And again, the composition here is Joe Venuti on violin, Lino Petruno on guitar, Sergio Rigon on baritone sax, Giancarlo Barigozzi also on baritone sax. I guess Sergio Rigon was on alto sax in the Joe and Lino track. Let's see who else was there. Toto De Serio on bass and Giorgio Vanni on drums. So let's listen then to Lino Ventura with Lino Ventura. My goodness, that's a French actor in some films from the 1960s. Let's listen to Joe Venuti with Lino Petruno and his friends in 1971 first, and in 1974 for the second number. Thank you. That was amazing. That was a 71-year-old Joe Venuti playing the violin, just like he did when he was 50 years younger. Fantastic. And did you pick up all the extrapolations from other music in those numbers, including a little bit of Debussy, as usual? Joe Venuti was very much into Debussy. We always think of Big Spiderbeck's piano compositions being influenced or inspired by the French Impressionists, but Joe Venuti was very much into that too. Well, I hope you enjoyed the 100th anniversary program dedicated to Joe Venuti. I certainly did. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Spiderbeck, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks on WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for another edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.